the Unbelievables Anniversary Show with Mike and Johnny and tons of special guests.
Whip that wheel.
Shout out to locals, D.O.
Shout out to local.
Everyone knows
Ronnie
that
G.
Whip It was originally composed by Dio.
He lives downstairs.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Unbelievables. And by welcome back, I mean welcome to this episode of the Unbelievables. I am, of course, one of your hosts, Mike Calhoun.
And I am, of course, one of your other ones. That is Johnny Trowbridge.
Okay, there we go. All right, cool. I was waiting for the name.
I was like, is that what you wanted?
It has finally arrived. Johnny Trowbridge joins me. How are you, my friend?
I'm well.
It's been so long since I last didn't speak to you.
Yeah, I went on a hiatus to Germany.
Please use it in the sentence.
Germany?
Sure.
I went on a hiatus to Germany.
All right. How was it?
It was... You know, I thought there was a lot of pretzels there, but it turns out not too many.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Celebrate.
For the listener, it's coming out of the bottle. And by it, I mean the champagne. I'm going to hand this bottle to one of our guests, Ray Roberts. Ray Roberts. Hey, welcome back.
Hello, folks.
Welcome back to the pod.
Shit. Has it been like a week, few days? What's the time frame that we're messing with here?
How long's a lunar month?
What day is it?
Are we continuing old jokes?
If we want to, we can.
What old joke?
Who are you?
It's part two. We hear another voice on the podcast.
Is this coming out before or after the last time I was on?
This is coming out after.
During.
Pour yourself some more champagne. We're celebrating the 100th episode anniversary of the Unbelievables. Woo! Come on, guys.
Yeah, and I just got back from Germany. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. which is really exciting.
That is very exciting.
Oh, good Lord. One of our guests is dying.
Oh no.
We might have an on-air death.
I breathed all the bubbles in.
The voice you're hearing... The voice you're hearing is that of infamous and most frequent guest on the Unbelievables podcast.
Wow.
She's doing a dance. She's very excited. She's happy to hear it. It's Tabitha the Jones.
Good old reliable Jones.
Good old reliable Jones.
You got a last minute cancellation. Your girl's here.
That's exactly how it goes, doesn't it? That's happened, I think, two or three times.
Three times.
We've had... A cancellation on the show, which, I mean, it comes with the territory. You have a show, you schedule it. Sometimes people have other things. Hell, we've fallen behind sometimes because of my own different engagements. And, and you've always come through for us. So we appreciate it. So it wouldn't be an anniversary show without the good old Tabitha Jones.
Anytime.
So, thanks for
Anytime.
Coming on.
Anytime.
Okay.
My hands are so sticky from this champagne.
Do you want to go? Do
was it made in Champagne, France? Otherwise, it's not champagne.
No, this is a Spanish champagne.
Then it's not champagne.
Then it's not champagne.
How do you pronounce it if it's Spanish?
Champagne.
Champagne. Just too really aggressive.
This is Segura Viudas. It's a Brut. It's a Cava champagne. And thank you, my friend. Another guest on the pod.
Merci, garçon.
Is handing me a damp paper towel to wash.
Moist.
Oh, so smart.
To wash my hands. Wow. How appreciative. I'm really just happy that the cork didn't hit me in the chest and kill me.
No!
Topical.
We don't need more death. We don't need more senseless.
We don't need more death.
Pressure deaths.
Slightly on topic and well, I mean, if people listen to this in the past, which is possible, there's been a death in the family. And by family, I mean the human race. And by human race, I mean...
Not lunar people.
Not the lunar people.
Boy. I just bet you, for real, like, I've been trying to work out a bit that it hasn't been funny, but, like, the chick who died, she was an Instagram model. Let's get that over with.
Yeah, yeah. For the listener, we're alluding to an Instagram model that was killed by a can of whipped cream.
Yeah, so, but I bet you she had so many inspirational posts and, like, talking about how, she was like inspired that day, or like, I don't know. It's just, she was cute on camera. That was her job, and she doesn't need to talk about, like, I don't know, her feelings or anything.
Like, do you think that she was a really
Her job is to be pretty on camera. Like, I don't.
Was
like,
it really her job though, or was it just like her? She wanted to be.
But you read every article. It's never like
pouring myself some more champagne.
It's never like lawyer and part-time Instagram model. It's just Instagram model, or like grad student / Instagram model, only professional good looking person.
If I was a lawyer and also an Instagram model, I would probably just put the Instagram model part.
Of course you would. Especially on social media.
No, you put it on social media. That's called like commercials.
It's too
marketing.
Easy.
Marketing.
Commercials. The man is getting you down.
When does Mike Calhoun, professional Instagram model, come out?
Ooh, I'd pay to see that.
I wouldn't.
That would
pay,
be great, like, wouldn't it?
I would pay money.
Yeah, I would throw
to be
a
honest,
follow.
That'd be way too much work.
I have a male modeling page if you just want to like
oh
guest star every once in a while.
I really do now. Now that's a great idea.
Can we get like a can we get like a squirt gun full of baby lotion? Just like
oh my god.
One of the little dollar store ones.
That'll be part of the Unbelievables calendar.
Oh, yeah. Man. Just you in different outfits. Fireman.
Hey, anything to make me closer to Roger the Alien. Roger Smith is my hero.
Oh, my God.
If I could be anything closer to Roger Smith, right. I would.
We're going to have to do Cowboy.
Yep. Spanish.
What month would
Ricky
Cowboy be?
That's June, the cowboyest month.
June is the cowboyest month?
That's how did you determine that June is the cowboyest month?
Think of a cowboy. What do you think of?
June.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
How'd you do that?
Tabitha got that word on the money.
Inception. We just proved it.
Wow.
I watched a video the other day that was about... Thank you. I watched a video. It doesn't happen often. I watched a video the other day that at the end of it, it was like legitimately...
Wait. Did you watch a video the other day?
I did.
Mike, did you watch a video the other day?
I watched...
What did you watch it on?
I watched a single video.
Where?
It was in my home. It was on
what
the YouTube.
What website? Okay.
YouTube. It was on the YouTube.
YouTube Red or just standard YouTube?
Just standard YouTube.
Yeah.
Were you not using your free trial?
Has anyone tried? I haven't used my free trial yet.
I've thought about it, but I don't really want to get involved.
It sounds really cool, but like I don't know. I don't use it as much.
It's
and
not
I wanna,
that cool.
I don't want to be in it, and then like they start charging me, you know?
Yeah, and then like I don't. Yeah. I want to save my free trial for like a good time. I feel like if I use it now,
for a good time.
When they start showing porn on YouTube Red, that's
hey man, you're not.
That's the code.
You haven't found porn on YouTube yet. You're not using YouTube, right?
That's way too much. Like you have to like check the right words.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah.
There's websites that are just like 100% porn that you don't have to search the right thing.
What?
Wowee.
Where? What? Which ones? You know what? We'll talk about that at the break.
YouTube.
But anyway, so you were watching a video.
I don't even recall what I was talking about. Tabitha, you haven't been here in probably a week. How have you been in the time you've been gone?
Oh, I've been fantastic.
How's the champagne?
Oh, it's really good.
It's not YouTube Red champagne. It's YouTube champagne.
It's YouTube champagne. I've been wondering what the champagne and Mountain Dew would taste like together.
Ooh, that'd probably be really good.
You motioned to a Mountain Dew that's actually on the table, and I'm curious why you haven't tried it yet. We have more champagne to test. Because
I've just been mulling it over so
Oh,
far.
I see. You've just been eyeing
I've
it
just
up.
Been wondering.
Like, you know when you make, like, wine spritzers when you're in, like, freshman year of college where it's just wine and Sprite?
Yeah.
I never did that.
I feel like, oh, well, this is probably way better.
What is the ratio that I should do?
Just fill the rest
12
of the
cup. 12 to 6.
12 to yeah. 6.
Here's something that I invented.
Also known as 2
I invented
to 1.
A drink a long time ago called the Mexican Space Program. And that is where you have a Corona, you drink half the Corona, and then you fill the bottle of Corona back up with tequila, the cheapest tequila you can find. And that's what it is. It's the Mexican Space Program.
Is it good?
No, it is not.
Well, why'd
Much
you make
like
it?
The Mexican Space Program.
Tabitha's 100% going to get diabetes after this drink.
You assume I don't already.
Oh no, we're getting so dark already on this episode that we surely are not recording the same day that we recorded the previous part.
I don't even know why you bring that up.
I don't know. I just, sometimes I think of things and I go on tangents.
You do go on tangents.
Sometimes you do it too, buddy.
It still just tastes like champagne. Tangents.
I don't even know what a tangent is.
I don't know either. I know what a cosine is.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm gonna ask.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna ask Tabitha what she says. It tastes still just like
it
champagne.
It still just tastes just like champagne.
But isn't champagne tasty? Are you a champagne connoisseur?
Are you more awake now because of caffeine?
Are you woke?
I'm super woke all the time. So I don't know why you're insinuating that I would ever not be.
When did you realize you were the most woke?
This morning.
No, it's been like forever. I've always been this way.
Wow. I've been
conscious longer than anyone else has ever been conscious.
What? Really? What's that like?
It's crazy.
Was it lonely at first?
So lonely.
How long were you conscious before anyone else?
Probably a good about 40,000 years.
40,000 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Whoa, that's a long time.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, Ben, I can't believe you're still doing stuff.
It's
40,000.
It's amazing how wise you.
The big 4000.
The big 4.
I think you missed a few O's. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Yeah, thank you, Ray. Ray's got autism, so he helps us out.
I'm gonna drop these straws.
Give me how many molecules are in these straws. But how have you been since the last time we saw you? You been all right?
Oh, I've been fantastic.
I mean, you and I, we're a couple of sad boys.
Yeah, we see each other constantly.
We see each other far too often.
You know what I've been up to. I saw you yesterday.
Yeah. Jesus. We actually witnessed fellow sad boy reign victorious over that pizza money scum, J.E.B.
I like when Sam won and I turned around and I screamed in your face more or less.
Yeah, well, we got pumped.
What did I say? I was just like, yeah, yes, Sam Boys, get it.
That's what it was.
No, I yelled, the people's champ. That's right in your face.
The people's champ.
Yeah, I saw you. Like, ooh. And I was like,
well, I think that's a phrase I've used in the past for Sam being the former champion of the Ad Hominem Attack Show.
Also, hi, Sam. Yes, we're talking about you.
Sam loves these podcasts in which he's being spoken about.
I think the last time I was here, we talked about Sam LaTourette.
Really?
Yeah.
He's been, like, commenting on other like, when people post their podcast episodes, like, it's to the point where he'll comment and he'll be like, another podcast I was mentioned on, like, keep up the good work, guy. I love him so much.
Cleveland famous, Sam LaTourette.
So I just gotta be like, Sam. We're here.
He's got just such a fun name to say. I think that's the only reason he keeps getting brought up. But Sam, I think the reason I keep bringing him up is so he'll continue listening to the show. So I have at least one listener.
That's a good way to get a steady listener.
Are you unsatisfied with this drink that you've concocted?
See, like I'm good with champagne. Like, right. It's not my favorite. I'll drink it if it's offered. But then it's just like, Now that I've put Mountain Dew in it and it hasn't turned out like all my hopes and dreams made it up to be, I'm just sad.
You're a sad, sad boy.
Hey,
saddest boy.
What if we just read the yellow pages at the end of the show and then just everyone would be on the show and so they would want to listen to hear their name?
Wow. Dude, I didn't even think about that. Why didn't we do that on episode one?
And we could just be like, put it in the paper, be like, hey, you're on this podcast. And everyone would be like, oh, I gotta be, yeah.
Now I'm mad that Twitter limits you to 140 characters because I would just tag everyone on Earth.
Oh, my God. We could do that. We'd just get all the yellow pages.
There's got to be an app for that.
The Canadian yellow pages.
I
could
just tag everyone on Earth. Ugh, why can't I do that?
Yellow pages.
Ray, why didn't you turn me on to this? Why didn't you tell me about this? You're pretty connected, right?
I'm way dumber than Johnny Trowbridge. That's why.
Ray, we haven't talked to you in about...
I did win a spelling bee when I was a kid.
I got second place. I was talking about this at work the other day. I was in a spelling bee in sixth grade.
Okay.
And I lost to the guy who went to, like, regionals. Like, he almost made it on ESPN.
Oh,
and that's who I lost to in my school. And I was really mad about it.
Wait, wouldn't you be, like, proud of that, though? That's something to be proud of.
Do you like coming in second place?
Yes. No.
If I came in second place in basketball to LeBron James, I'd be pretty proud.
That's one thing, but you're like in second place to the kid who was almost on ESPN. Like that, you're like, yo, I'm like in 400th place.
I'm still down with that.
That's not
bad. If I was in 400th place in like Call of Duty, that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty.
I did
pretty
get
good.
Beat by the number 10 person in NCAA football 2009 when I was in college. So that was kind of cool.
Was that some sort of tournament?
No, it was just like I was playing online. That's all I did. I almost got kicked out of school my freshman year because all I would do is play NCAA football. And like,
I think that's the last. It's, if I recall my GameStop knowledge correctly, that is the last year they made an NCAA football game, 2009.
They make other ones.
I don't think so.
I think they still make them.
Oh, no. I know that for that's for sure. They lost their licensing.
Really?
Yeah, they lost the licensing to NCAA because you can't pay college students for playing in football, so you definitely can't license them in a video game.
Well, they don't license the names or the likeness. That's why they
oh, they don't do that anymore.
They do the number.
That's so fucked up. You heard it here on the Unbelievables podcast, the improv podcast that you all turn to for fun in Northeast Ohio area and international, considering we are in international waters in this nuclear submarine. And you hear us talk about legal bullshit about NCAA, the video game.
I did read, there's a great story on Vice Sports about how historically black colleges might go around the NCAA. But other than that, we're not going to talk about real things anymore.
That's perfectly fine. That's genuinely interesting to me because I am not a fan of American football in any way, shape, or form. If someone were to take me to a football game, I would watch, I would enjoy my time, and I would discuss it with them. But no way in hell am I going to watch it on TV. However,
it's more fun on TV.
Any shape or form?
Any shape or form.
Have you been to an NFL game?
Never. What if it was like
here's
high
my, let me get to my point before. Yeah, before sorry. Let me get to my point real quick. But I don't find it good that college players are not compensated for their work, considering the amount of money made off of them.
That's a good point.
Isn't it? I feel like that's a valid point, right?
That's a valid point.
I'm disappointed in the college system, the American college system, for that point.
They would say that it's like, you know, the auditions to get in the NFL.
Auditions, yeah, this is Glee. Glee, NCAA.
Once you make it to the sectionals, you make it to regionals.
Like, isn't it like 2%, and like not even 2% make it to the NFL for football? Like the NBA is just a joke, but that's what the historically black colleges were going to do. They were going to start with like basketball players and then just be like, all right, you can go play for Duke for a year, not make any money, and then go pro, or you can come down here, we'll pay you $100,000, you can sign your own shoe deal now, and then in that same year, like after that, you can go to the NBA. And then
so these colleges were offering money to the students.
They're thinking about it.
They should. That should happen, because the education that they're receiving is a joke.
Well, but especially in that article went into how the historically black colleges have to stand up to the same educational and like academic rules as the NCAA, like all the other big schools, but they don't get as much funding anymore because like all these big schools, like before when segregation was like a thing, like all these historically black colleges got the same amount of money. It's a real fact. It's not like a conspiracy, but
it's not a conspiracy. I just know that this is extremely dramatic and people need mood music.
Well, but so after desegregation, when like every other school got it, like the bigger schools just got more money because they had more students there,
of course,
and then more athletes are going there, so they can get them tutors. Where like Grambling can't get as many tutors because less people go there now because it's an all black college.
Isn't the American system fun?
It's so great.
You should hear about the lunar
god
system.
God bless America. The lunar system?
Oh, my God.
I'm actually very interested in the lunar system.
Our basketball is just as bad.
How high can you dribble on the moon?
Oh, very high. That's why it's really competitive.
How high are the baskets on the moon?
So high. It's like almost a mile.
Almost a mile.
And we have flubber up there, so we just use that on our shoes.
I'm a fan of all these lunar people.
Dude, it's awesome.
Have you been
there
to the moon lately,
lately,
or at all?
I went and I visited President Ling.
Oh, he's so cool.
Yeah.
I love him.
President Ling, the notorious president of the moon.
Yeah.
Notorious?
Lunar president.
Well, notorious may not be a problem.
You're talking about that time he tried to take Cuba up there?
Yeah, he did try to absorb Cuba as a lunar property. That is true.
He just wanted to make him into an asteroid. Yeah, like, that's it.
I mean, it wasn't even that big of a deal. I think Earth people really blow that out of proportion.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of visiting the moon when you went, Tabitha?
The rocks.
The beach.
Johnny, I'm asking Tabitha.
I'm just saying, I was there with her. So
Johnny
just
was
saying,
my tour guide.
I was the tour guide.
Did you just see her enjoy the beach?
The first
she was, I was like, what do you think of this beach? And she's like, I'm enjoying this beach.
He just watched from like 50 feet away while I just went about my day on the beach.
Yeah, that's right.
And every few minutes, he'd just be like, having fun.
And then she said yes, like, and yeah. I'd write it down. And then
he had a legal notepad.
So statistically, she enjoyed that the most.
Yes, that's 75%.
Hey, that's a solid answer.
Yeah. The other one was she liked lunar golf, which is all sorts of golf.
I have to know about lunar golf.
Oh, my God.
Lunar golf, it's a handful.
It's a handful. It's 3D, so it's not you're not on the ground.
Wow. It's just like putt putt, but they turn on black lights.
Yeah,
and I mean,
I think I might have done this before.
I feel like an integral part of golfing is gravity. So
you kind
of
lose that.
You kind of
wow. I never thought about that. You never really think about gravity.
It has to be enclosed. Because if you hit the ball as hard as you could, you wouldn't get it back.
Just go forever.
It's a hazard.
Yeah. Do they go through a lot of golf balls there?
No, because it's all enclosed. I just said
I see. Well, before that, did they have to learn a lesson?
Of course they did.
They learned many a lesson on
you,
the moon.
You would not believe how many golf balls landed on Mars.
I can't believe so many of my guests have visited the moon, and I haven't.
You need to go
I
sometime.
Can't believe it. It's
I
only like
I do.
What,
we texted
I think
you.
It's only like five lunar dollars.
We said we were
which
going.
Is like 5,000.
It's only a $500 moon dollars?
$5. Five lunar dollars.
Five lunar dollars.
Yeah. Johnny and I were texting. I was like, what are you up to today?
I was like, I'm on the moon.
He's like, I'm going to the moon. I was like, I've always wanted to go. He's like, you know what? You, me, Mike, we're going to go. Let's see what Mike's up to. We texted you, and I mean, just nothing. Just nothing.
Yeah,
we tried.
We waited an hour.
We tried really.
I might have been in West Virginia.
Ugh.
Okay. I spent a little bit of time.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now. The moon is
she's
a little.
Doing, she's,
they a were balance pretty, act
they were pretty even.
For the listener, yeah. Tabitha was pantomiming a scale, an old school justice blind justice scale, and she's weighing the moon
old
way
school
over.
Justice.
But how many
Judy
John
scale?
Denver songs are there about the moon versus West Virginia?
That's a great point, but I'm sure if he knew about how great it was.
I do measure all of my most important things based on John Denver songs.
Oh, really?
That and John Cougar Mellencamp.
Name one more thing that you consider.
More thing that I would consider?
One more opinion you rate based upon their songs.
Based upon their songs?
Yes. One more thing.
Women.
Okay.
I don't value them at all.
Oh, wow.
Except Tabitha Jones, of course. Tabitha Jones is a treat.
Welp.
There's definitely a value. It's not a high value, but
there is a value that does exist.
I would say about 78% that of a man.
Oh my God.
I'm up there.
We're going to get kicked off the airs.
If I want to hear some good old statistics, and especially in regards to politics.
You wouldn't ask me because I'm a woman and I don't know the math.
Correct. I don't. I don't. But I do bring on the good old Ray Roberts because he brings in the facts.
The facts.
And speaking of the facts.
I bring in the actual facts machine.
I have to keep Ray with me at all times so he can do this like hard, heavy-hitting math stuff for me so I'm not.
So he's he's like your calculator.
He is. He is my calculator.
It can get overwhelming.
I had a math teacher.
Were they your calculator?
That whenever he wanted to do something in his head, he would put his hand to his head and go.
No, he didn't.
That's a solid math teacher.
100% true. He would say, "Well, I'm just gonna," and he would do the problem that was usually a simple problem in his head and then solve the problem for us, and he thought it was like entertaining, but we thought he had a problem.
No, I think that's cool.
We thought he had more than just a problem on the board.
If I had to teach math to teenagers, that's what I would do all the time.
I would almost expect now after hearing that, if I had to take like an adult education math class, if my math teacher didn't do that, I would ask for my money back.
Oh, I've been thinking about taking some classes on specific things and like wondering what that would be like.
Like what?
I want to take French. I want to take like a formal class on French.
But would you do like homework and shit? Like
that's what I was thinking. That's what turns me off. I'm just like, but I have a real job.
That's every time I think about grad school. It's just like I'm going to like have another adult tell me right. what to do now. Like yeah. I'm not 17 anymore.
It's like, what am I going to do? Maybe I'll sleep with her. I don't know. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe I'll get something out of it.
Like we're the same age. She just decided to do this before me.
Yeah. Oh, we stare at each other long and hard during the whole class and just go, when is this over? We both are just thinking, God, when is this over?
I got my real job to go to so I can afford rent.
Speaking of affording rent, we're going to go pay rent at the break. I don't know what that means. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Unbelievables in a moment. Hang on.
Hey guys, this is number 8 Ohio ranked professional featherweight fighter for Drew Schottenheimer, and I'm here to tell you that when I'm not too busy training or kicking ass, I'm listening to ANA MMA.
On the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Bitches.
Yeah!
Hello, this is James. This is James Maxwell, and I'm here to tell you the most important thing you'll hear today about shaving cream.
Shaving cream is one of the most important things you will ever put on your face. And today, I'm going to have the developmental scientist behind the Wexington shaving cream tell you all about it. Tell me, please. What is the most beneficial part of your shaving cream?
Well, thank you for saying please. The Wexington shaving cream is universal and revolutionary. You see, all we do is we take this... Actually, it's very scientific. I forgot to say that part because I want to sound smart. Okay, so you put it on your face, and let's say you have some annoying hair on your face.
Should I put it on my face now?
We'll have this person... Over here. What's your name, sir?
My name's Gary Gawcock.
Okay.
Gary Gawcock is going to put it on his face.
All right, take this shaving cream. Okay. Now, just start applying it to your face, and I'll explain to you about it. Okay. Well, see, this was developed down in Jamaica.
Jamaica is a very prestigious place to develop. Great, shaving cream.
Great, lots of scientists there.
It's the only place that yes. I trust my shaving cream from.
Anyway, so when you apply it to your body, it immediately starts eating away at parts of your skin and your hair.
Oh my!
Yes, that's right. It lowers your voice timbre, and you get a slight high from it.
Wow. I think my penis has grown at least 2 inches.
That's not part of it.
That's not one of the side effects.
Oh, I gotta go.
Okay. As you can see, it works quite well and quite quickly. So,
Call 216-473-0810.
Okay. That's not the right number, but that's fine. Just call that. We'll figure it out.
Oh, good God.
So great.
That is dreadful.
No, that's...
I can't believe I was conned...
No, that's a great song.
...into listening to that song for as long as we did.
Oh, man, it's so good.
No, thank you. I'll excuse that. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to part 2 of the Unbelievables... anniversary show, 100th episode.
100th count again.
It's been such a long road. I'm so happy that everyone's joined us for this journey. And actually, for the second half of this, I actually prepared something. Oh. I've prepared some clips of our very best parts of our previous 100 episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I actually have a collection of them.
Okay.
I guess I'll just get started with this first one. It doesn't need any introduction because everyone will remember it from that certain episode. And everyone just sit back and enjoy.
Oh, freaking! It's been an
wait for it.
God, so slow.
You know what that means,
Johnny? I have a confession to make.
Who is it?
We.
What?
We don't have any clips from our previous 100 episodes.
I should have known when you said clips. I've never heard you say that before.
But wouldn't it be grand if we did?
Yeah, that would be grand. That's why it's I was like excited.
Yeah, people would be like, wow, what, the best of? I didn't even know we voted.
You did. Silently.
Silently.
Silent with your hearts.
But we counted it with your hearts.
Yeah. It's hard. It's really hard to like guess what people's hearts are.
It is tough too. Yeah. Like you built that machine.
Yeah,
and we used it.
The hearts. It's getting
the real, heart manometer.
The heart manometer.
And it killed so many people.
Turns out you turn it towards someone and it just kills them.
Yeah, it was just like, man, oh man, I thought. And it turns out we just made a microwave emitter.
We made a really strong microwave emitter.
And it just boiled them from the inside.
Yeah. You think it wouldn't because, you know, microwaves are pretty safe.
Yeah. You heat up your food, you're good to go.
They're
it's
in
healthy.
People's houses. You
it's
know?
Tasty. Yeah. I put a microwave in my house. And I just let it heat my house. I leave the door open, turn it on, crank it up. I put my kids in front of it first because, you know, like, hey, kids, you're cold. Test it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Give it a shot.
I mean, it's not macro waves. We're not using, like, big waves.
I'm not using big waves. I'm using real small ones.
Like, really small.
Someone told me to use a nano wave.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah, I'm
you
not
know?
An idiot.
You know, also, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. I was like, so, I don't even know what you're talking about, yeah. man. Ugh, people. Yeah. They're just the worst.
They should go put their head in a microwave.
Just stick your head right in that nano wave and kill yourself. Well, joining us again, you may have heard him in the previous episodes, and you may have heard him last fucking week. It's Tyler Bucks.
I had so much champagne.
Oh, my God.
What's Whoa. Going on? What are we doing?
Why do you have... Oh.
Hey, hey, Tyler.
A box yeah. of ice on your head.
You doing okay?
Do I still have the headphones? Yeah.
Oh, he's man. Feeling hey. Around for his headphones. He's moving that microphone around.
Okay.
What happened?
You doing okay, dude?
I've been asleep for a whole week after the last
oh
episode.
Oh, my God. Did you fight a bear? Why are there bear claws all
yeah,
over you?
Yeah, I fought a bear.
Did you fight him with your bare hands?
What?
Did he fight you with his bare hands?
Yeah. No, he fought me with a machine gun.
What?
No.
I mean, that's more efficient. I guess it makes sense. It
makes sense. It was like the Rambo of bears.
But you've been out this whole time? Man,
you didn't
man.
Notice me under the table?
With that bear?
No, no, I guess I didn't. We haven't been in the sub for a little bit. We've been out oot in a boot.
We were, yeah,
we've been
we,
in Canada.
We were gathering. You know how our submarine doesn't actually go forward? Yeah. We have a legion of fish pull us around? That's what we were doing, gathering some more.
Yeah, and we needed to replenish our fish.
Yeah.
Did you dock at a bear dock?
We dock at aquariums, and then we bring in the bears.
Yeah.
They come to the fish.
Polar bears.
Yeah, polar bears like fish.
Makes sense.
Only but how have you been, besides, you know, being real hungover for a whole week?
Well, I've really been asleep. There's the whole bear thing. That's about it.
Oh, okay.
I heard most of the podcast.
I guess you don't have you to hear much. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
They
so you just been
right.
hanging out listening?
Yeah, they're
just
all
right, right, in your opinion.
Nah.
It's a little sad.
That's. I mean, I think I was fever dreaming through half of them, but.
I guess. I mean, you're going through that champagne withdrawal.
Or the bear claw might have given you an infection.
Is that what this is? Take
oh,
a look.
That,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's real
that
brutal.
That looks like it's healing very well.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that looks
Yeah, I think that'll heal right up.
it's supposed to be yellow.
Is that frosting coming out of it?
That's Healy juice. Wait,
let me have a taste. Let me have a taste.
Okay.
Ooh, that's not frosting.
That's definitely not frosting.
What is it then? Mayonnaise?
I don't know. Doesn't taste good, that's for sure.
You know, I remember reading about this.
I'll stop eating it then.
There's the four humors of the body. One is like Healy juice. I think that's Healy juice.
Humors?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's liquids.
Can you guys stop talking so loud?
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, I guess we'll quiet it down a little bit for our guest here. But Johnny, I haven't seen you in so long.
I know.
How have you been? Hey, things are going fast. Things are going real fast. Things are coming up.
What's coming up? Tell me.
Big old wedding bills.
Big old wedding bills.
Big old wedding bills. I can hear them chiming already. They're getting them started. They're getting them heated up.
Wait, you didn't get married yet, right?
No,
I didn't sleep through
no.
that.
Okay. Yeah.
If he did, I'd have to kill him.
I have to get married after a bear attack. So it's good that you had that.
Yeah, it's a ritual.
I'll take that bullet for you, bud.
Thanks,
it's just
man.
A Trowbridge ritual.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I brought the bear with me and purposely put it in front of you.
You know, I'm starting to remember that's sort of how it went.
No, I said that's not how it went.
Oh, now I'm remembering that's not how it went.
Yeah, I thought that as much.
Yes, and as well.
Boy. Listeners of the podcast will, I don't even know where I'm going with this. I'm so drunk. I've been drunk for the last 7 days.
Really? You too?
Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up because I wanted to put on an air of professionality.
We've been cuddling on the bear most nights.
Well, I didn't even know it was Tyler. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was surprised that he was here the whole time because I didn't even know that was him. I was just cuddling against anything.
We work things out. Me and the bear.
You're the bear. It's water under the bridge.
Yeah. Speaking of bridges, I remember something crazy about bridges. Did we have someone on that talked about bridges?
We did have a guest on. We had Nelson Phipps.
Nelson Phipps was here?
He was here. Did you not? Wait, you spoke to him.
Did I?
Oh, boy, Tyler.
I was hammered.
You must have been.
You were hammered?
You must have been so hammered.
Yeah. Did I ask him about holes?
I believe you did. If I recall correctly, you did.
Yes, the movie. That's what I was trying to
talk
to him about.
Dude,
that's
a solid movie.
Trying to see if he really liked that movie.
I love Shia LaBeouf. I love anyone that's named after a type of meat.
I do. I do like him for that reason.
Yeah. Oh, it's just...
I just like... If he was Shia LaPork, I probably wouldn't like him.
Le cochon.
Le cochon.
For our French listeners. ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, French.
The French word for pork is pork.
Oh, I thought we were talking about pigs. Cochon.
I know. Wait. What?
Confused. Pardon. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a special guest for our 100th episode anniversary show, part two. We bring you a guest that hasn't been here in ages.
Ages, people.
And her name is Henrietta Soggy Apple.
Oh my God.
Hello!
Hello, wow. Henrietta.
Henrietta.
Oh, wow.
So good to see you all again.
Are you still peddling things?
Oh, peddling things, peddling people, peddling experiences.
Peddling what? What was the last two?
We definitely have to talk about them.
Does soggy apples help with hangovers?
I think they might.
Well, it's just her last name. It's kind of like Trowbridge.
Soggy is my middle name.
Oh, I don't think we've ever established that. Your Soggy is just your middle name.
Indeed. Henrietta Soggy Appleness.
So,
Appleness is the last name.
Appleness is the last name.
Okay. HSA. That's your initials.
HSA.
HSA.
Health and Safety Association.
I
created
it.
Health and Safety Association. You created that association?
I thought of my initials.
Yes.
And I thought, what else could those initials be?
What is bigger than myself,
And I pulled them out of a hat.
You had several choices.
I had several choices.
What was another choice?
I wrote down all sorts of H words, all sorts of S words, all sorts of A words.
What was it?
Put them on hats and pulled and pulled and pulled until something made sense.
See, I did the same thing. I was like, what's bigger than myself? What can I make? And I was like, tuberculosis. And I just spread that around.
I've lost a lot of people to that, so good on you.
Yeah. It was it was wildly successful. It took off like that.
Really?
It did. It kind of overnight.
Yeah.
Well, Henrietta,
it went viral.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. Henrietta, thank you for coming back on the show. We really appreciate you having you back. I don't think we've talked to you since episode, I don't even know.
It's been about a year.
It's been a long time.
About a year, or was it 100 years? I can't remember.
I don't recall. But you don't seem to have changed.
You look
very much the same. You're looking good.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
What have you been up to over at HSA?
I don't really. I just kind of created the thing.
You don't take care of the organization.
Chucked it off into the ether, you know.
Okay.
Same thing with tuberculosis.
As long as it's,
you're like,
what more can I do for it?
They keep a nice picture of me in the lobby.
Can't be there for all the meetings.
This is false.
Meetings. The TB meetings.
At least they honor you. That's nice.
It's nice. It's a good feeling. I've been feeling a little forlorn lately. Oh. Actually.
Oh. Have you?
Yeah, a little forlorn.
What do you think? What may be causing that, Henrietta?
I see my husband passed.
Oh. What did he pass?
Wow. He passed on the left hand side.
Yeah.
Oh, so I mean, at least he did it legally.
Exactly. Well, see, Britain.
Oh no.
Don't pass on the left hand side.
Oh no, indeed.
That's what everyone said when they saw it happen. Oh no.
Oh, but, and then he passed on the other side.
And then he passed on the other side. And then he passed it on the other side.
Oh, that's so sad.
Of the road.
I don't know. No. I don't know what I would have done without the love of my brothers.
Your brothers?
Your brother lovers?
So, could you. Do your brothers happen to have names? They helped you through this hard times.
We practiced a lot of grapple sport while I was in mourning.
Oh, is that really what got you through it?
Yeah, that's all that got me
through. What kind of moves did you guys work on?
The Lady of the Lake.
The Lady of the Lake?
The Lady of the Lake.
That's very big in England.
The grapple sport maneuver.
What is it?
I mean,
could you try it out on Tyler?
Yeah,
I'd like to see
it.
Let's see you guys get you guys set up.
Okay, I'll have to be slow. Okay. I'm kind of still feeling it.
I know. I got you. Okay. Lean all the way back.
Okay. Here it is.
All the way back.
Does she have a replica sword right there?
Okay. Now give me that arm.
Okay.
Oh,
and you're
going
to put it down between your legs. Yep. We're looking fantastic. Okay.
That looks painful.
All right. Now we're going to take this other arm, you see.
Yeah,
back,
I see it.
Back behind your head. All right.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Is that
supposed to happen naturally?
This is incredible. She's got him in this unique, this incredible. I've never seen a human twisted like this before.
On the count of three, okay?
What does this have to do with the Lady of the Lake?
I'm
going to throw you real hard, okay?
Okay.
Here he goes.
One.
Okay.
Two.
Okay.
Three.
Whoa, wow.
Oh my good God!
Oh, I got good at that.
Oh, just like the Lady of the Lake.
Wow! Oh my God. I can see why you call it the Lady of the Lake now.
They always say that.
I was so confused at first, and I thought for sure it wouldn't connect. But
guys,
good Lord!
Tyler, my hangover is gone.
Wow!
Wow! Whoa.
It's magic. Medicinal.
I see everything, man. Whoa!
What do you see?
I'm just. Cool.
What's name five things you see?
I see particles. I see textures.
Fields of green.
I see stars.
Skies of blue.
Red roses too.
Yeah, I see that flag. I see Johnny.
What flag? I don't see a flag.
The Russian flag from the sub.
Oh.
Let's not mention that again.
That was supposed to be scribbled out.
I don't think
it is.
I signed up for that.
It's okay, Henrietta. First of all, thanks for showing us that move, because that might really come in handy at any time I have to perform any sort of self-defense sort of moves.
Yeah.
What kind of history do you have in self-defense? I mean, that looked really complicated.
I have a long, long history in self-defense as a woman that travels peddling goods and whatnot. You got to always be keen on your senses.
Yeah,
of course.
Got to be.
You don't want anyone robbing.
Look both ways.
I want to be doing the robbing. I don't want to be getting robbed.
You want to rob people?
I want to be doing that robbing.
Oh, okay.
But like,
so what? Put that aside. have you been okay lately? Have you been all right? We heard your husband passed on the left side, and then of course he continued to pass
through the Great Veil.
That's sad. That's a sad. I feel sorry for your situation. Was that a long time ago?
It was about 3 months ago.
Oh wow, that's so recent.
Pretty recent, but you know, I think what Theophile would have wanted from me.
I'm sorry, what was his name?
What was that?
Theophile. Theophile Orange Whipple.
Theophile wow. Orange Whipple?
Of the British Orange Whipples. Have you not?
Heir, oh, of course.
The heir to the Orange Whipple fortune.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
It really warms my heart to hear Americans just know of our rich history.
Well, Tyler obviously is aware. I'm only familiar with the name. Could you go into more detail on like what family fortune this might be?
Orange Whipple fortune.
Did you get anything out of this?
It might be a touchy subject. If you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to.
Just saying.
What do you want to know?
Why would he pass the left side? It seems a pretty silly thing to do.
Theophile was a very silly man.
Oh.
I mean, I have no reason not to believe her, Johnny.
I mean,
this seems like a very odd form of questioning.
You know what? I'm sorry. I was just thinking...
I forgive you.
What?
It's okay, thanks. Johnny. You can come back to the podcast.
Okay, thanks.
We'll turn your mic on.
I guess.
I'm going to turn it back on now.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
So, Theophile Orange Whipple of the Orange Whipple family fortune, of course.
Of course.
The heir. He passes. In more than one way.
Multiple.
And you may or may not have benefited from his passing. We won't say. I know it's a touchy subject.
I appreciate it.
But was it tough to get over? I mean, it has been only 3 months.
It has only been 3 months. But I think that what Theophile would have wanted is not for me to... He wouldn't want me to suffer, more or less.
Of course.
I don't think that he will want me... you know that song, like, don't cry for me, Argentina?
Yeah, yeah.
Except it's more like,
love Madonna.
Don't cry for me, Henrietta.
Oh.
So I just think that that's what he would have wanted. So, you know, I think I'm going to be putting myself out there more.
I have a question. Did you have that gold-plated jet ski before, or does that, because that's what you came in on?
Yeah, you showed up in the gold-plated jet ski, and it looked real nice.
Oh, it's a family heirloom.
A family heirloom.
What side of the family? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, Theophile and I have been together so long.
Course.
So many of our things just kind of mishmash together. We don't really...
I don't want to know about that.
Oh, believe me. A lot of people want to know about that.
Oh, okay.
I might want to know about that. Maybe at the break I'll go into more details.
I'll sit you down.
But okay, it's perfectly acceptable, absolutely. I mean, if it's a part of the family, you know, it's just something that you happen to inherit... No mystery behind that, of course.
Probably not.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't say so.
I just figured, you know, that the majority of the things that were gold-plated, I mean, it just kind of...
It seems the most practical.
They were just whoever's. I don't think it was really one side of the family's or not on the other side. I mean, gold-plated things are just kind of run-of-the-mill.
I agree.
Run-of-the-mill in our... The gold-plating mill.
I couldn't have said it any better.
I don't think
Thank
so.
You.
Yeah, I don't think you could have said
I
that
like
any better.
I like this fellow.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He's a good
He's
guy.
He's a good boy.
You want some piece of the bear?
Yeah, okay, thank
you.
Oh, you
killed it?
Oh, yeah, he passed during the intro.
Oh.
That
oh,
is Lord. Delicious.
You already cut him up?
Best bear you've ever had, right?
Best bear I've ever had.
Yeah. Well, I actually want to try some of this bear. I didn't even know we had it on hand. But we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll have more of Henrietta Appleness. Henrietta Soggy Appleness.
Thank you.
HSA. And more of Tyler Bucks and more of the Unbelievables in just a moment. Hang on.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hey there. Do you have a problem with people entering your home at least once a year?
People don't seem to
understand
or value privacy these days.
That's right. Leave some food out. Maybe it'll go away.
People seem to think that appeasing these house intruders will get rid of them. But no, they come at least once a year.
And you know what the worst offender is?
Tell me.
Mr. Clahoos.
Mr. Santa Clahoos. It's disgusting
He's
what he does.
He's a disgusting person.
Disgusting fat.
Goes all around to everyone's house.
He just invades everyone in the world's home.
And they're like, oh, he brings the presents. He's a good thing for society. That's a lie, kids.
You know what else he brings?
It's your parents.
It's just your parents. You know what he's bringing when he comes into your house? AIDS. He's coming in and he's just spreading
syphilis.
AIDS and syphilis all over your home. You ever wonder why your refrigerator's cracked a bit after Christmas Eve? It's because AIDS.
There's AIDS in there now.
In your house, inside of your refrigerator. You thought it was just going to be limited to that little tray of cookies you left out, but no.
Our job as private hunters is to hunt down this menace, this red menace.
The red menace, Santa Clahoos, and destroy him.
We will harpoon through his ears.
He's gonna just take a few harpoons right into the ears.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh my god, here he is!
Prepare those harpoons, motherfuckers! Ho, ho, ho!
No, he's gonna get away in his sleigh! Get in the truck!
Joy to all, and all a good age!
I've got the shot! I'm gonna take it!
Take it, take it!
Ah!
No, Rudolph! No, you are the best of us!
We got one of them. But there's at least 8 more. We'll get him next year, won't we?
Oh, by God, we will.
We'll see you next time.
If you're not the one for me, then I'll come back and bring you your knees. If you're not the one for me, This city can't make enough for the both of us. Stayin' alive.
Man, the Bee Gees sound weird.
On the nights on Broadway, singing them sweet songs, singing them straight through the high songs, living it up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to
Rumble,
the Unbelievables podcast.
Can you smell
what The Rock is making?
Posting.
Boom, oh, yeah. Okay. Boom, boom.
Quick fact, The Rock never baked anything. He's always cooking. What? Lousy Weather Media Network, always obsessed with wrestling. Even this show, a show in which we don't watch wrestling or care.
Tyler loves wrestling.
Tyler Bucks, first time or
first guest.
Episode guest, and also
last episode.
Yeah, this is the last episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Clap out the talent.
Clap out the talent. Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Thank you. Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. I am, of course, Mike Calhoun. Welcome back from the break. This is the Unbelievables part 2 of the anniversary show. 1 year, 100 episodes of the Unbelievables.
Man, that's a lot of episodes for 1 year.
Dude, we've just done so many in
that's
1 year.
That's like 3 a day.
It is. It's like 3 a day. One, absolutely. Yeah, you're 100% correct. That's the voice of my co-host, Johnny Trowbridge. And you've already heard the two voices of some special guests, Tyler Bucks.
Hello.
And, of course, return guest, Henrietta Soggy Appleness.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. We played one of your favorite artists at the break.
One of my favorite girls.
Adele.
Adele.
With her wonderful song. And, boy, was it a screamer. Was it?
It was just good.
Just a yeller.
I liked all the backing vocals I heard going throughout it.
I did too. I like it. Almost sounded like a mashup.
Yes.
And, ooh, it was beautiful.
But she made it her own at the same time.
She did.
And her voice just has so much range.
Oh, I will let know that you sent her regards.
Oh,
do you know her?
No, I mean, don't you? I mean, everyone with this accent, we just hang out, we just talk. We're almost going to understand each other real well.
Everyone? Wow.
Everyone.
I never knew that.
We just stand in a field and just gibber away.
A field?
What?
I mean, it's pretty. There's fields everywhere.
It's a very small place.
What kind of field?
A big old a grassy field.
Okay.
Where is the field? Is it in London?
It's just outside of London.
Come on. London is full of buildings.
Do you get like a text message and it goes, hey, everyone, meet the field?
No, it'd be like, hey, everyone's out in the field.
More like, everyone right up in the field.
Okay.
Half noon.
Half noon. Half noon. The quiz.
What is half half noon?
Half noon. You know what half half noon is?
Half noon.
Half of noon? So like 6 o'clock in the morning?
No. Noon and a half. Noon and a half.
13.
Is 12:30.
Yeah, 12:30.
But half noon is half of a half, so 12:15.
No.
Johnny, I'm really disappointed in your inability to tell time.
This lad gets it.
Tyler was getting it, and he was Cockney. Yeah, he was getting it, and he was letting us know in Cockney. It was incredible.
Do you have
anything you need me to translate in Cockney?
Yeah, I need everything she says.
Okay, Henrietta.
I would like to say that I think.
Tell me how to bake a cake.
Well, first of all.
You take
the creamy water.
You take a taco shell.
Okay. Creamy water.
I'm learning so many new things.
Yeah, creamy water.
Taco shell.
Take powder. What powder?
Take some concrete.
Concrete in a taco shell?
Chuck it in bowl.
Chuck it on your head.
Chuck it on your head?
Yeah.
You mix. Knee.
Leave it alone.
I'm confused.
Don't touch it.
You take a big old spatula.
All right, you find your cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I don't like where this is going.
You scrape her out.
Leave the cat alone.
Why is she doing motions and you're saying leave it alone?
Johnny, don't question it.
Okay.
Then you see, you take big old stick of butter.
Take a big old stick of butter.
You melt that however you form fit melting that butter.
Get form-fitted jeans.
What happened with the cat?
Shh, listen. Okay. You'll learn something.
Okay.
Jeez. Uncultured.
What are you gonna do? Fold the butter in.
Mm-hmm. Make it.
Make it?
Make it a little bit.
Make it a little bit.
You leave it out in your garden.
Okay.
Let it get hot.
Let it get hot.
Get really erect.
Okay. Just in general.
After that, you take it inside from the garden, you plop it out of your counter.
You're done. You did it.
Wow. Wow. And as they were, ladies and gentlemen, you can't see, but as they were describing it, Henrietta was creating in front of us one of these cakes, and boy, does it look good.
Thank you.
It looks like we have a completed one under the desk here.
Yeah, we'll definitely provide a picture of it
for you
guys later. It says, happy 100th. Good Lord. Wow, this is beautiful, Henrietta.
I'm thinking of trying out for the Great British Baking Show, you see.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
She's saying that her favorite meal is fried pork.
Wait. I thought I
used to love fried pork.
I do too, but also
it was more of
it reminded me of this show called The Great British Baking Show.
Oh, pork is on that show. Do you like that, Henrietta?
I love me some Great British Baking Show.
Yeah.
She keeps talking about pork, but still Tabitha Jones is a big fan. Well, she's also a beloved guest of this podcast. Big fan of the show, Great British Baking Show. And I've heard so many great things about it. Henrietta, do you have any experience watching this show? Do you know anything, any of the contestants possibly? I know it's a very small country.
Most definitely. Me and Mary Berry, we're real close like this. She's like my godmother.
Mary Berry?
Mary Berry.
Mary Berry.
Mary Berry.
Okay, we know him.
Mary Berry?
Mary Berry.
You're saying Mary Berry?
Mary Berry.
I don't know.
I know him. Mary Berry. Please tell us more about him.
Mary Berry.
Mary Berry.
Fantastic woman. She knows everything you could want to know about a nice, moist sponge.
A nice, moist sponge. I'm mostly aware with the Bob sponge.
Bob sponge. Oh,
I'm most familiar with Bob sponge.
Sponge Robert. That's what we call him across the pond.
Is that who you call him? Sponge Robert across
sponge
the
Bob,
pond.
You call Sponge Robert square trousers.
Why do you call the Atlantic Ocean the pond?
The pond. It's
quite larger than a pond.
It's a joke.
Oh, it's a joke.
I want to know more about Sponge Robert square trousers.
Sponge Robert, he's got a snail named Neil.
Neil.
His neighbor Squidfellow.
Squidfellow.
Of course.
Always playing that oboe.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And then he has his starfish friend, Sir Patrick.
Sir Patrick Stewart, is that?
Sir Patrick Starfish.
Oh, I understand.
Wait,
of course.
Wait, guys.
I love that program.
Does this remind you of any other Nickelodeon show? Drake and Josh?
Yeah, Drake and Josh.
Have you heard that Drake and Josh are mad at each other?
Yes.
I'm so sad.
I heard that it's a social media feud. I'm very sad.
I heard.
I didn't even watch their television show, but I'm sad. I don't like to see friends split.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
No.
But I've also heard in the blind items that Drake Bell has a notorious drug problem. So.
Good Lord.
Where did you hear that?
That's like
the
opposite.
Blind items.
The blind.
That's like the opposite of having a large penis.
It's a blind guy who walks around and tells people the news.
Oh, blind
guy. It's a blind guy from Hollywood, and he knows everything that's going on.
How does he know if he's blind?
He just walks around, click, 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 click.
For the listener, Henrietta is pantomiming the clicking of a blind man's stick.
No, he's changing the channel. Click, 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 click.
Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry.
He's around the streets just clicking and listening. He hears everything.
Click, click, click.
He's
click,
just changing
click,
channels
click,
of his news stations.
And it's like TMZ, like Drake and Josh. Drake Bell has drug problem. And he's like, oh.
Click, next channel.
Uh-oh, that's enough I need for today. And he goes out and he's clicking around. And he's like, you hear? You hear Drake Bell doing all them drugs? Click, click, click. Doing all them drugs, Drake Bell.
Does that get out quickly?
Oh, he's very loud.
Oh, okay.
Do you follow him on Twitter? How do you get the news?
See, well, you can't follow him on Twitter because it's just like a jumble of letters.
Oh, good point.
You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't have Braille or anything?
Nah, he live streams. He does Instagram live videos.
This guy's like super famous.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
What's his name?
His name is...
Oh, she's got a frog in her throat. She's just choking or something.
Gracious. I'm very
means
sorry.
Means a lot to her,
his
I can tell.
His name is Stuart Gibbonson.
Stuart Gibbonson.
Stuart Gibbonson.
I may have heard of him. I think I have. Stu
B.
Stu B. Yeah, that's him on Twitter. So, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the show, please follow Stu B on Twitter, even if it is nonsense. But if you can follow him and he does some Twitter lives or some Facebook lives, then it might make sense. Yeah. Then I might have known about this Drake Bell, Josh. Feud.
That's his name. Josh.
Basically, he did
JJJ.
It.
JJJ.
Josh Bagosh.
Josh didn't invite Drake.
Josh Bagosh.
Yeah, it's a name he goes by.
Josh didn't invite Drake to his wedding.
Yeah, that's
it in the six? I know it's not the same Drake.
Oh my gosh, Johnny. You're so racist towards Drakes.
All right, Johnny, we're going to kick you off the podcast.
We're turning your mic off again.
Yeah, we're turning your mic off again.
Yep.
All right, you know.
Bye, Johnny.
We'll bring you back.
Oh, thank you.
Henrietta.
Thank goodness.
As much as we're very happy to have you on, I'm sad. We were sad to hear about the passing of your husband.
Thank you.
But
greatly.
Surely, excuse me, I'm thinking about the previous episode.
She is a sweetheart.
Isn't she?
She just is.
But surely you've been getting yourself back out there.
I have. I really have. I honestly tried to hit up that at Nelson Phipps.
Did you?
Oh, wait, good old
Nelson Phipps.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, you hear about his track record. I was like, you can call me Shirley anytime, I mean.
Oh,
and he just
Henrietta.
He was not having it, let me tell you.
Oh, what? He wasn't.
I said, I haven't seen another Shirley in a year. What's the problem?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He just didn't.
Well, he is married.
He didn't accept your advances. Is that what it was?
More or less.
Hey, you know what? He's an honorable man.
I guess.
You can read it in his books.
He's all right.
Okay.
Sounds like she's having trouble getting over him.
Yeah.
She might have a little bit of a crush. No offense, Henrietta. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to offend. But you gotta find a man that's available.
I do.
You gotta find a man that's wholesome.
I do. Do you know anyone?
I know some people.
Do you know people?
I know males.
I like people.
I don't know if, I mean, it's the 90s.
It's the 90s.
So I don't know if you're
It's the 90s and Princess Diana is alive and well. Am I right?
Oh, she
is.
We love talking
Thank
about
God.
Old Princess Diana.
Thank God.
Just found this this ring-like thing on this table here.
Well,
that would catch a pretty penny.
Seems, well, huh. On an unrelated note, Tyler Bucks.
Yes.
You're a beloved guest on the show. Several times you've been on in the past.
Several.
Always fun. Mm-hmm. Always a good time. I'm just thinking, don't know what you've been up to lately. Maybe a lot of free time. I don't know how the wife is.
Yeah, I'm looking to expand
your horizons.
My holes.
Oh.
Much like the holes that you've been digging in the past that you talked about Nelson Phipps with.
Yeah. I mean, Nelson off air was giving me a lot of
winky.
Yeah, a lot of insights as to how
was
to.
He? I wasn't even paying attention. Johnny, did you see it?
I saw the whole thing.
Johnny.
Good Lord. That's...
You were there?
Sounds.
It was in depth.
I
quite
guess
the
so.
Spectacle.
Well,
don't ask.
Don't tell.
Yeah, don't ask.
Well, I can.
This
tell.
Was between me, Nelson, and Johnny. Obviously.
Oh,
that's right. It was the holy matrimony.
It seems.
You mean the Holy Trinity?
Yes,
that's
obviously.
That's what we decided on. Sorry, he's a little hysterical. It was a crazy night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just looked back, and Henrietta and Tyler just sitting so much closer to each other.
I don't know. Whatever do you mean?
I know.
Happened?
We almost.
Oh, no.
We
nothing. It just surprised me. That's
we
all.
We always cuddle.
I don't mean anything by it.
We're cuddlers.
It just
cuddlers.
took me by surprise. I'd love to know more about reality TV. Both of you share that. And
what about reality TV?
Oh, well, you're such into
what
the.
I mean, I'm very into like, these Great British Baking Show.
Of course, and Tyler has
Tyler
explained
likes pork
his,
too.
His Tyler has explained his affinity for pork as well as his reality TV show fandom. He's a big fan of the. Jersey Shore, he's explained in the past. That
I like ribs. I like ham.
Okay. Ooh, I can get behind some ham.
I bet you can.
Johnny, they're getting... Johnny, they're getting even closer to each other.
I think they're going to
become me?
One person.
Pumpkins over your hammy, I can get behind some ham.
Henry. Henrietta.
Henry.
Eat this ham in my hand.
Wow, they're sitting on... If Johnny...
It's like Lady and the
so.
Tramp.
Look at them. They're sitting on top of each other. I don't even know how...
Just trust me. Keep eating.
Oh wow, that looks delicious.
I wonder if they'll form one Voltron.
I hope. Oh, it seems that way. Good
Lord.
They're
becoming one Voltron.
They are becoming one unit. Oh my God. Well, they're expanding. No, what's happening?
We are Henry at a boxness.
No, what's happening? I can't help. We go. All right, we got to get back to the submarine, and we got to the smaller submarine that we've been in this entire two episodes.
Get out of this submarine.
Please, we got to get back, larger. Please. Guys, stop eating from each other's hands with all this pork. All right, we're heading
Bring
back.
Us
we're
more
heading
pork.
Back.
Oh, great. All right,
we'll talk to you guys next week, hopefully, if we're still alive.
Oh, God.
All right, please, thank God. Oh, goodbye, everyone.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cans Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cast, it's fantastic.
All guests on Let the Hate Flow Through You receive the Let the Hate Flow Through You home game.
It's a collectible card game where you summon friends of the show to battle to the death.
Mike Glenn Longwell attacks your John Nix.
I cast Hot Take, giving John Nix an extra +5.
Damn it! Well, I banned my Glenn Longwell with Jess Falstitch.
I cast Unwanted Attention. All female cards are unable to attack this round.
Fuck! Well, I summon Dwayne Duke.
Does Dwayne count as a girl because he likes dicks?
That's not how it works, you idiot!
You're an idiot!
Fun for the whole family.